Blog Talk Radio.
My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Have you been baptized?
Have you been baptized?
Have you been baptized?
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind all familiar spirits this morning. I bind all transference of spirits, and I forbid you to transfer on anyone on this line. I break the power of your inherited familiar spirits, spirits of bondage, and strongholds of disobedience. I break and destroy in the name of Jesus every spirit that has your will in captivity. In the name of Jesus, I command all familiar spirits to be bound. I command all transference of spirits to be bound in chains and fetters of iron covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and by the power of his blood, I renounce and destroy any and all evil that has been given or that has given power to familiar spirits. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and I renounce you and rebuke you, the seed and the root, all foreign spirits operating through any surrendered will to familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Familiar spirits, strongholds of familiar spirits, the Lord God rebukes you, and I renounce and rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy the power given over by any surrendered will to familiar spirits, occultists and occult spirits, evil generational spirits, soul ties, through familiar spirits from Adam to the Tower of Babel to this day, this time, right now. I renounce, destroy, and break your power over the spirit, soul, and body. Any person on this deadline with any and all spirits that are manifesting and operating against Christ. Familiar spirits, I break and destroy your ability and power to afflict or harm us by any of your works, actions, thoughts, deeds, adapt, sorcerers, witches, wizards, or any person with sequestering spirits under your demonic subjection. Familiar spirits, spirits of bondage, foreign spirits, inherited spirits. In the name of Jesus and by the power of God's Holy Spirit, I declare you to be my enemy. And in the name of Jesus, I command you to loose, give up, and let go of everything that concerns me and the God-made men and women, believers, Christians, as we take back, yield, and sanctify holy all and any ground that has been yielded to you, whether known or unknown, on our behalf or that of our family line or any person that has been sent as a satanic agent manifesting under the will of the spirit that is against Christ and his anointed. I destroy any power yielded to any and all familiar spirits through secret sins, secret practices, secret rituals, spells, and acts, along with any sins that have given rights over to familiar spirits by ignorance or by an act of the will. I break those ungodly soul ties. I command the power of those spirits to go to zero. I break all mind-binding spirits and mind control. Destroy your ability to remotely control the mind and manipulate the emotions. And I command you spirits to get out and go. Right now. Dissipate. Go! Get out, I told you. I command every band around the mind to break right now. I command those bands to break off the mind right now. Go! All mind-binding bands. Loose your stronghold. Go! In the name of Jesus. Loose your stronghold. All spirits. All familiar spirits on assignment through the sex organs. All satanic demonic seeds are loose through incubus and succubus. They came in through the reproductive area and or the genitalia or the sex organs. Go! Get out. Go! Right now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Incubus, succubus, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. And your hidden power to bind and afflict. Come off the inner thighs, come off the buttocks. Come off that stump, that area in the pelvic. Go! Get out, I bind you up. You've been bound already. Go! Get out. Get out. Loose the man. I break and destroy the power of mind control this morning. I break and destroy the power of hidden mind control this morning. Go! Get out. Get out. I break and destroy the power of hidden deception this morning. Go! I break your power. I break and destroy the spirits of the airways this morning. Go! Loose these people. Loose these people. Let God's people go. Go! I break and destroy that spirit of deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. Loose the man this morning. Go! Loose the man. I break and destroy the spirits of deaf and dumb operating. Go! Get out! Loose the man! In the name of Jesus, loose the man this morning. Go! Get out of that brain! Go! Get out! I destroy the seed, the root, the works, the thoughts, the deeds, the acts of will worship this morning. I command you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, loose the will, loose the will, loose the will this morning. Go! Get out. I command every bent will to straighten up in the name of Jesus. Go! That will that has been bent due to occultic practices, occultic suggestions. Go! Every spirit that has been imparted intentionally to command the will to come under subjection, I break your power this morning in the name of Jesus. Go! Loose the will. Go! Come up and out of that stomach. Come up and out of that belly this morning. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Go! You on this line is something in your stomach. You may not know what it is, but I'm going to tell you this. You need to get it out. You feel it. It's coming from your stomach up to your throat, back down. And it's been coming from your stomach to your throat and back down. Try to get it up and out.
There are others of you, you feel pressure in your private part. If you feel that pressure, get up and go to the bathroom. In the name of Jesus, I command all of these hidden spirits, hidden works of darkness to manifest yourself. Lord Jesus, sprinkle and cover these people with the blood, Lord God, to force these demons out by the blood of Jesus this morning. I ask you, Father God, for holy, godly, angelic assistance to set these people free this morning from these familiar spirits, familiar human spirits, for these people that are bound this morning in areas that they don't even know, they cannot know, but you know, Father God. I command those spirits to come up and out of the stomach right now. Go! Come up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of the stomach this morning. That's right. Get it out. Go! I break the power of witchcraft this morning. Sorcery. Go! Divination. Go! Witchcraft. Go! Magic. Spirits of magic. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Witchcraft transference from the television, from the internet. Go! Come under subjection. Go! Get out. Get out of that body this morning. Go! All witchcraft manifesting on anyone on this headline this morning, having been sent to them, projected to them, or cast on them, with or without their knowledge. Go! Any people on this line this morning brought into covenants with death, I declare and decree this morning that the covenant with death has been disannulled. And all you spirits hiding under that covenant, life of the Holy Spirit commands you to come under subjection. Go! Some of you feeling nauseous right now. Just get up. Grab your paper. You should have had your paper towels when you came on the deadline. But you think you know what God is going to do. I don't even know what he's going to do until he does it and tells me. And I do it. Get out! Go! I break the power of you familiar spirits that have taken captive people's mind and they will. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Get that thing out of your stomach this morning. Lay hands on your stomach this morning. Go! Go! You on here, your stomach is swollen. Your stomach been swollen a long time. And you've been wondering why. Your stomach won't be flat. Lay hands on your stomach this morning. And in the name of Jesus, I'm going to command them demons for witchcraft to get out of your stomach. You got to let them go. And you got to keep them out. Anything that you do after you've done it, you wish you hadn't done it, but you feel like you didn't have any control over not doing it. It's demonic, brothers and sisters. It's demonic. You have a will. God will not violate your will, but Satan will violate your will. At any time you yield your will to the will of the devil, you're in trouble. Thus begins the process of taking your own will back in the name of Jesus. I command those spirits of witchcraft to come up and out of the stomach. Go! You, wherever you are, you need to renounce any agreement, known or unknown, that you came into agreement with the devil. How do you come into agreement with the devil? Simple. You come into agreement with somebody that has yielded their will over to the devil, and then you agree with them on anything. There is power in agreement that comes from God. It says, if you two shall agree on earth, Satan is the great perverter. He perverts everything good, everything of God. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says you are of God, little children. Your enemy has a plan to pervert you. He don't give a nothing about your flesh. He could care less. His treasure, the devil's treasure, is your soul. And guess what? He don't want you dead. Because if you dead, he cannot move through your body. You're useless to him, dead. He got you. He wants you to be alive, but he wants you to be under so much misery, so much torment, so much distress, that you're not in control of your own will. But the devil is a liar and the father of lies. You have to break the power of the lie. The Bible calls it the power of sin, brothers and sisters. The power of sin rests in the power of the lie. What lie? The ones you believe. I cannot believe that a person could get delivered from the power of the devil and the power of sin, and then come into agreement with the person who put the sin in there in the first place. The person that the devil used to bring the sin into your life. The Bible says, lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth death. And you got the nerve to talk to him. And you got the nerve to want to communicate with him. The Bible said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. What makes you think you can love the hell out the devil when Jesus said in the last days he'll be dealt with and all that sin? You're not even strong enough yet to carry fight your own battle, and you're going to be tricked through your mind to think you're going to contend with the very person who brought you under the demonic subjection. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You're under demonic subjection. That's what's wrong with you. That's exactly what's wrong with you. You don't have complete control of the faculties of your own mind. That's what's wrong with you. If I say the name Bishop Charles E. Mason, probably most of you won't even know who I'm talking about, but it's a few of you who do. Bishop Mason used to say, cast the devil out of your man. Every radio program, everywhere he ever went, he said, cast the devil out of your man. And for those of you who don't know, Bishop Charles E. Mason was the man God called to form the Church of God in Christ, which is over 20,000 members strong today. Why? Because he got fully saved and he got fully delivered. You can be delivered. And it's a lie from the pits of hell to make you think you can't be delivered. What kind of God would create a devil and then not have power over his creation? believe. As for me and my house, I believe the report of God. I command that devil to come up out of your stomach right now. Go! Get up! Get up and get out! In the name of Jesus! Go! Come out of that belly! Come out of that belly! God said, you will crawl on your belly, not on our belly. Get out! Come up and out of that stomach. Brothers and sisters, what you compromise, what you allow to happen on this earth, God has to allow to happen to you on this earth. But God said, be not dismayed. God is not mocked. He's not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he also reap. Too many of you are sowing to your own flesh. I watch it every day. I talk to people every day. I'm a vegan. Why? I ask them why. I don't eat meat. I ask them why. Do you have a health problem? I'm trying to live longer. Okay. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with being healthy. But there's something wrong when you make yourself your own God. There's something wrong when you want to lose weight just so that you, because of a hedonistic thing you have, a love for yourself you have, you put that in front of God. Something wrong with you. I talk to people every day. I say, you know what? You got altars. I say, you know what? You got a demon in you. And you know what? They look at me like, well, why don't you cast it out? That ain't my job. Why don't you get yourself so close enough to God that the thing don't want to live in you? Because let me tell you something. A person can cast your demons out all day long, every hour, for 7 days, 14 days, 10 days. If you don't know how to keep them out, all that you're doing is setting yourself up for 7 more to come in for each one that got cast out, because your temple is defiled. It says when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it goes into dry places seeking rest. It's coming back. The Bible says it's coming back, but the Bible says it don't have to stay. If you have filled your temple with Jesus, with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the power of God, it can't stay. Some of you, just pure and simple lazy. You're lazy. You're spiritually lazy. I personally don't like lazy people, because you're dangerous. You're a threat to me. Because let me tell you something again. When you have demons, you are the carrier that brings them everywhere you go. Everything you touch, everybody you come around. Brothers and sisters, and if they're not aware of what's in you, you just set them up to receive a transference from you. And this is why I often sit back and look at people, especially those I tell them, I say, you got a demon. It ain't my job to cast your demon. It's your job to get close enough to God so the demon can't stay. Well, Erica, are you saying you don't have demons. No, I'm not. I got plenty. But you know what? Paul said, I buffer my body and I keep my flesh under subjection. It ain't going to transfer on you. Because I'm not going to let it. Because I'm not going to let it stay in me long enough. Just because I have it don't mean I kept it. Just because it hit me don't mean I allowed it to stay. The demon problem going to be completely solved when Jesus comes. And Jesus didn't tell you, and you shouldn't even be thinking. You can solve somebody else's demonic problem and not deal with your own. The Bible says charity begins at home and spreads abroad. The Bible says judgment begins in the house of the Lord, brothers and sisters. What are you doing about your problem? Instead of running around here, you know what? It's okay because the Bible says we helpers one to another. We're helpers one to another. The Bible says let the strong bear the burdens of the weak. But it didn't say let you transfer on somebody else and ruin their soul. It didn't even say that you're supposed to be dependent on somebody else the rest of your life. You're supposed to depend on the deliverance minister to get free, and then you're supposed to walk in that freedom. But if you're lazy, you're going to be nothing but a carrier of demons, a worker of Satan, and you not even be aware of it. A tool of the devil, and you not be aware of it. Wake up. When I say stop the devil, I mean it. I can't stop him in your life, but you can. Get free, and then get freed up to help somebody else get free. You're not doing nothing but transferring demons. If you think you're going to, brothers and sisters, you need to get rid of your demons first. You need to clean up your temple first. You need to clean up your house and your household of faith, your family, your brothers, your sisters, your mom, your dad, your kids, your grandkids. And stop that lie right now. I hear you. Brothers and sisters, I lay hands on my dog. And I cast the demons out of my dog. For real. If you come around me, I'm going to tell you about your demons. I'm going to cast them out a couple times. Maybe a lot of times. But I ain't going to do nothing if I don't see you trying to help yourself. When I see you sitting back being lazy, I know I'm wasting my time. And I'm helping the kingdom of Satan, really. Because seven worse spirits coming. I know that. If you do not try to, not even try, I don't like that word try, if you don't keep them out, if you don't do something, you just send yourself up for a worse situation, brothers and sisters. It is no mistake that the Bible says it twice in Matthew and in Luke, talk about the devils, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And look, it says, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. You know the first part of that scripture, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man. Brothers and sisters, either you believe this whole Bible or you don't believe none of it. You can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose. Maybe you haven't experienced a certain part, but keep on living and keep on serving God. And especially those of you that straddle the fence. Oh, my God. One foot in hell, one foot in the church. And guess what? God says, be ye not double-minded. A double-minded man is just like the waves of the sea. He tossed back and forth. And you know what? Part of that double-mindedness is also compromise. Whatever you accept, God has to accept it because God gave you a free will. And you can will whatever you will to do with that will. And some of you will to allow Satan, brothers and sisters, to use your will. You're in a bad place. You're in a bad place. And the peculiar thing is, witches ain't double-minded. Neither are wizards and neither are sorcerers. They're not double-minded. All the ones I see, they are single-minded and single-focused on their objective from their master, Satan. When somebody tells you you have demons, you ought to be crying, you ought to be screaming, you ought to be hollering, because you got the most ugly, the most vile, the most filthy, the most unclean, the most defiling thing that exists on this earth. In you. So you say, well, it ain't in me. I don't care what you say. Some of them can be in you within and outside of you without. So then it's really, really bad. When you got demons working from the inside of you to the outside of you, and then you got demons working from the outside of you trying to get into the inside of you to cohabitate with their kin folks. So what happens then? They integrate right into your personality. They integrate into your lifestyle. So then the things that the demons do become natural to you. Some of them are even called habits. Habits are not demons, but habits, bad habits, open up the door for demons. I presume you got some paper towels by now. I'm going to finish this deliverance. In the name of Jesus. And another thing. All of you folks who think you're so sinless. All of you folks who think you don't have no demons. But I'm talking to those of you that think you're above sin right now. There's two things that demons love to mess with Christians through. One is the sin of omission. The other is the sin of commission. The sin of omission, not doing what God told you to do. The sin of commission, doing what God told you not to do. It's all sin. It's all sin. When you can sit back and say, well, God told me to do this, and then you say, I didn't do it. Go look at Deuteronomy 27 and see what you just brought upon yourself. I used to tell people, God cursed people. They say, oh, Erica, you're a heretic, you lying. Well, there are curses that come from God, brothers and sisters, and me and no other deliverance minister can cast them out. You got to get right with God. Well, what would those sins be, Erica? Simple disobedience. You disobey God, you bring yourself up under a curse from God. Well, I thought Jesus became... Look, brothers and sisters, you're responsible for your own S-I-N. You're responsible for the iniquities of your fathers. And you're responsible for the sins that are transgressed against you. Well, where is that found, Erica? Psalm 51. Sins, iniquities, and transgressions. So you think being a Christian is a lightweight thing? Being a Christian and being a believer, brothers and sisters, is a serious responsibility. And you voluntarily agreed to come into it. Well, where did I do that at, Erica? Well, when you became a follower of Christ, you volunteered. You volunteered for this army. When did I do that? When you became a follower of Christ. Ain't nothing obtained, brothers and sisters, sitting back doing nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And that includes, you see, when you came to Christ, you have a maturation process. Because when you came to Christ, you became born again. Then you became a little Christ baby. And then you became a little Christ toddler. And then you became a little Christ pre-K, a little Christ kindergarten, middle school, high school, graduation. Then, if you choose to, you can go on to higher education in Christ. And if you really, really, really choose to, which you chose to when you said yes, you can go on and get your four-year degree. Then he puts it in your heart. And some of you, he tells you to go to vocational training over here for specialists. Others of you, he say, get your general degree. Others of you, he say, now I want you to go on even further. And I want you to get your master's in me. Then he tells others, I want you to get your doctorate in me. Then he tells others, you got that doctorate. Now I want to train you for another doctorate and another one and another one. And that's really how it works. But some of you, and I never could understand why, don't even get out of kindergarten. Only reason you don't get out of kindergarten with Christ, it's because you're just lazy. I see people come here. They figure, oh, Erica, you need to jump on me right now. You need to spend every waking moment of your time while I'm here on me. Let me tell you something. That ain't my job. My job is to get you back connected with God. My job is to find out where are you, what level are you at, that I got to get you up to the point where you and God could at least be on hearing and seeing speaking terms. I got to get out of you whatever the hindrances are that are preventing you from getting to God to get what you need from God, our Father, Jesus, the Son, and by His Holy Spirit. I got to find out what are the stumbling blocks. What's the roadblock? Why is it that you, when God say he give freely to everybody, then why don't you have it? Because something is hindering you. Something has blocked you. Something has obstructed you. My job, find out what it is, get rid of it, and then you can freely receive from God. Simple. Right now, I'm dealing with familiar spirits. I'm dealing with man-made obstacles. I'm dealing with covetousness and people who want, and whose whole desire is to become your God. But I'm here to tell you this morning, that devil going to be stopped. And he can be stopped in the life of anybody that wants to stop him. But ain't nobody going to do it for you. Jesus didn't do it for any one of his disciples. Not one. Not one. And what? Guess what? When Jesus went back to heaven in bodily form, those 12 men changed the world. Because of them, you and I can sit here on this Blog Talk Radio this morning. Did everybody do what Paul did? And Paul didn't walk with Jesus. Paul knew Jesus by revelation, just like you and me. Like I told you, Paul was a God-made man. You supposed to be a God-made woman or a God-made man or and God-made children. God-made leaders, God-made followers, God-made, revolutionaries. It doesn't matter what you are. It just matters that you God made to do it. I was talking about this last night in a meeting here with the tear line. There's no failure in Christ. I had to teach a lesson yesterday morning. I had to find out where a person was blocked and get them unblocked. It turned into a whole couple hour lesson. And I said, oh, I'm going to keep this, because as I was teaching the lesson, of course, I was recording it, writing it down. And I said, this is very, very good. And it followed what I taught yesterday on the TED line. But brothers and sisters, the devil has so many people tricked. He got them so busy doing things that aren't going to equal nothing. Waste of time. Because they're lazy. They don't want to get in the Bible. If you get delivered, let's say you get delivered on the TED line. Let's say you get delivered on Omega Man Radio. You need to download that. And you need to listen to everything you got delivered from, because you must understand that thing, whatever you got delivered from, was a stronghold in your life, and it's coming back. And it's coming back. Now, the question is, when it comes back, are you going to let it stay? Or when it comes back, are you going to be ready for it? If you're ready for it, and the scripture says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. I told you, demons have to have a body. When they get cast out of your body, they don't die. They don't die. And I haven't really, 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 maybe somebody can help me with this, because I've been trying to figure out how to kill them. I know the Bible says I can bind them, but if we can bind them, why ain't they all bound? These are questions I ask God. I'm back right here. The solution, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house. Well, at this point, it ain't his house no more. It's God's house. He said, but I'm going to go and return into my house from whence I came out. And it says, and when he has come. Don't you know he coming? It doesn't say in the Bible here that he can't come, brothers and sisters. It says when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Clean. Full. which is the power of God, to be able to resist the devil so he can flee. Okay? So when he comes and finds it swept and garnished, it says, he's still not deterred by that. Don't you see this? I'm in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 through 46. It says, then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits. Now, for those of you wise people who think, okay, I got rid of a legion of demons. I had loads of demons. Let's say I had, I don't know. Mary Magdalene had, what, seven? So let's say you had seven. Well, it's not seven coming back, brothers and sisters. How dumb. It's seven times every one that left. You do the math. Every time you get delivered and open yourself up, it's seven times every one that left. You know the struggle you had getting rid of one? Well, you thought it was one, but it was not one even then. It was a pack, because they travel like dogs in packs. So you might have thought it was one, and it might have been five times seven times all the other ones. He said, and he goes and he takes with himself seven other spirits, but here's the key, more wicked than himself. Seven worse. More wicked than himself. And what does it say? And they enter in and dwell there. So answer me this question. Can you afford to be lazy? And then you be looking at the deliverance minister like, well, you didn't help me. You're a lie. We did. But you didn't help yourself. You're supposed to be dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're supposed to know we're just helpers. We are not your solution. Jesus is. It's a, the last state of that man or that woman is worse than the first. I had to learn this the hard way. See, I used to cast demons out on street corners. I used to cast demons out of people I didn't even know. One time in Tampa, Florida, it was a supplement factory next to where I had rented this warehouse. And I would catch the people leaving the supplement factory. And this one lady, I prayed for her on the street. God knocked her out under the power of God. The people from her job was looking. They called the police on me. The police rolled up. The lady laying there on the sidewalk. I'm standing over her. Me and some other missionaries praying. Brother Joe looking at me like, oh boy, here's the police. And they say, what did you do to her? Nothing. Well, something happened. What's wrong with her? Well, I prayed for her. And the policeman looked at me like I was lying, like he was getting ready to handcuff me and lock me up. Prayer don't do this. Right about that time, God woke that lady up. She jumped up, praising God. I'm free, I'm free. And the police looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and they said, sorry. I just never seen this before. And those police would come by that warehouse and sit in the back of that meeting. They got saved. And they mama, and they wife, and their kids. And you know what I wound up doing? I wound up, because one lady, police, I had written a book on anger. And I had written a book, I just wrote it for the people there, and I was going to send it back to Honduras. The police department bought the rights from me to my book on anger.
and start using it in the anger management. So you see, brothers and sisters, the devil gonna always try to intimidate you in the things God called you to do. But you got to get rid of that lazy spirit. I don't like it. I've seen it. It's a hindrance. God will meet you in the task of whatever he has called you to do, but you got to be doing something. And the devil got something for you too. Remember here? And the last state of that man is worse than the first. The end of that says, even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the power of all familiar spirits operating through witchcraft opposing the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of familiar spirits operating through and because of our very own sin nature. In the name of Jesus, familiar spirits, I render you null, void, and powerless against us, against the people I'm praying with and for. You have been bound, all familiar spirits, all will-bending spirits. You've been bound in heaven and earth, and you have to go this morning in the name of Jesus. By the power of God's Holy Spirit, go to complete and utter destruction as you are dispelled, dissipate, and go. I renounce each one of you as I'm calling your name. You're being renounced and you're being rebuked in the name of Jesus. Incubus and succubus, again, get out. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus in the mind, in the cellular and molecular structure of the mind, which released the dopamine. Every perverted spirit in the man, I bind you up this morning. Go! Get out. Perverted lust. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Incubus and succubus. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Get out of the private area. Get out of the thighs. Get out of the anus. Get off the buttocks. Go! Get out. Peeping and muttering familiar spirits. Go! I bind up all familiar spirits, all strongholds of familiar spirits. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! All familiar spirits operating through psychic prayers, binding up and praying against the will of another person, projected, unloose, or through any spell casting. Go! All familiar spirits praying against or having unleashed demons against my will or the will of anybody on this deadline this morning. Go! Clairvoyant and familiar spirits. Go! Mind-bound and familiar spirits. Go! Mind-reading, psychic, familiar spirits. Go! Mind-control, familiar spirits. Go! Any and all medium spirits, any and all channeling spirits, any and all remote viewing spirits operating through the manifestation of familiar spirits. Go! Our passive mind state, familiar spirits. Go! I break and destroy, command to dissipate and dismantle all thought forms in the name of Jesus, manifesting and conjured through familiar spirits. Go! All false prophecy, familiar spirits. Go! All pharmakia, familiar spirits. Go! All necromancy, familiar spirits. Go! All bewitchment, familiar spirits. In the name of Jesus, go! I break the power this morning of bibliomancy and all familiar spirits are loose through bibliomancy. Go! Get out! Go! All charismatic witchcraft familiar spirits, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Any and all willful transference of
familiar spirits. I break your power this morning. Go! I break the power of Lucifer. Go! I break the power of Satan. Go! I break the power of the beast. Go! I break the power of Leviathan this morning. Go! I break the power this morning in the name of Jesus, of the destroyer manifesting and operating through familiar spirits. Go! I break the power of all sex demons, pedophilia, homosexuality, against the will of any person. Go! Get out! Go! I break the power of all soul bondage and soul transference this morning through the use of familiar spirits and soul transference. Go! Get out! I break the power of bewitchment and bewitching familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power of infirmity, sickness, and disease, familiar spirits, combined with necromancy, divination, hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, intimidation, domination, manipulation, and control. Go! I break the power of familiar spirits operating through self-rejection, the spirit of rejection, and the spirit of a seared conscience. Go! Get out this morning. I break the power of evil human familiar spirits operating against the soul of any person on this prayer line this morning. And I command you in the name of Jesus, be bound in chains. Go! I break and destroy all stolen breath. Go! All stolen health. Go! All counterfeit manifestations of God's Holy Spirit. Go! Get out! All familiar spirits, named and not named. Go right now. In the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out! Come out of the stomach. All familiar spirits of witchcraft, sickness, and disease manifesting through lingering disease. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Get out of that area in the body. Go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Loose the man! Loose the man! Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out! Let that body go! Separate! Go! Get out! I break the power of you demons that have the ability to mutate cells, to cause cells to die. I command you to be bound and in chains. Go! Get out. Father God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your guidance, your knowledge, your wisdom. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that has redeemed us from all unrighteousness. I thank you, Father God, that we have no need of any other spirit other than your Holy Spirit. Father God, cover us in your blood. Cover us and keep us from any advancements, interferences, and encroachments by any and all familiar spirits. I thank you, Lord God, that you're delivering us from the lies and the deceptions of familiar spirits. I thank you, Lord God, you're teaching us your truth and to walk in your ways. Lord God, introduce yourself to us in a greater measure. in a greater degree. And Lord God, we thank you, and we will forever give you the praise as our Lord and Savior under your Lordship, under your precious blood. In Jesus' name, fill every area that was emptied out this morning with the power of your Holy Ghost in preparation. In preparation for those things you have us to do according to your will, by your power and your might. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, for your wonderful grace. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. And Jesus, we call you Lord, because you are our Lord. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fill them up. Every area that's been emptied out, fill. Fill with your precious Holy Ghost. Thank you. Deadline, I'll see you tomorrow, if the Lord say the same.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Keep on!